You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers Tuesday edition, another winky Tuesday, bumping Nick up in the week. I don't know how that's worked during the offseason. Didn't really plan it this way. We usually record late Tuesdays, bumping up a little bit, just putting the pods out that day with Nick Winkler. So my guest today is Nick Winkler, and we'll go back to Wednesdays at some point, but right now he's been joining me on Tuesdays, which is a fun little switch for me, and I hope it's a fun switch for your weeks as you listen to Locked On 49ers, the latest with what's going on. A little bit of breaking news here to start the show. Once Nick joins along, and we'll talk about Robert Saleh getting hired, the coaching switch up with the 49ers and many teams around the NFL right now. Maybe talk a little bit of running back with the 49ers, what it looks like, what it did look like, what it could look like in the future at that position. At BD Peacock on Twitter is where you can find me. Some questions we will tackle today. That Twitter account is where you can at me. You can do it any day of the week, and I've been trying to hit some mailbag questions every day of the week here on the show. But today, let's bring on today's guest.
Nicholas Winkler, come on down.
Nicholas, how are you, sir? And if I'm not mistaken, the last hour or so, you have not been plugged into the latest news around the league. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm working like a dog these days. And I like that you mentioned, you know, how we're kind of mixing it up during the offseason doing Tuesdays. We got to keep this thing spicy. You know, we've been together a long time now here, man, doing this podcast. And we got to stay fresh.
Hey, and there's no rules. What if Nick joins me twice some of these weeks? Right? That could happen.
Crazy talk. I like it.
All right. Well, we've got to start with this. The latest breaking news, Nick. Are you sitting down? Are you standing up? This is the great...
Which one should I be doing? Can I have like one cheek on the seat?
You should be doing whatever keeps your bowels from being active.
Yikes.
That's what kind of news we're talking about.
41 years old
here.
Now, so not a whole lot does that.
I hope you didn't just pound a bunch of coffee or anything.
No. Okay, bring it. I'm ready.
Adam Schefter, take it away.
The massive breaking news out of Santa Clara, folks, as sources tell me the San Francisco 49ers have executed a three-team trade to acquire Houston Texans' disgruntled quarterback, Deshaun Watson. While the 49ers will receive Deshaun Watson, they will be trading Jimmy Garoppolo to the New England Patriots, and the Houston Texans will be trading Watson to San Francisco, but they will be also trading J.J. Watt to the New England Patriots. In return, the Houston Texans will receive multiple first, second, and third round picks altogether from both San Francisco and New England.
Nicholas, what are your thoughts on the latest from Adam Schefter?
That sounds more like a peacock trade to me.
Hold on a second. There's one more stipulation on this trade, which I know it's given up a lot for the 49ers there, but this is a big factor in this deal.
And I'm told Houston would only agree to the deal if Locked On 49ers host Brian Peacock was included. He will now host a podcast on the Texans.
That's a good point.
Maybe, Nick, that you won't be talking to me twice a week about the 49ers here, because I've been part of this three-team trade and now have to do a podcast on the Houston Texans, apparently.
Dude, I'm ready to talk all about the Texans. Let's do it. Let's just, right now, let's just, all of a sudden, this is now a Locked On Texans podcast. Let's go. Horns up.
Wow. Cody Rourke, by the way, the host of Locked On Broncos. He's a dead ringer for Adam Schefter. I wanted to get him to read that fake trade that I came up with earlier this week that is doing crazy numbers, and it might be the most popular thing I've ever tweeted, which is just this completely fictitious trade that I made up, which involved the 49ers, Patriots, and Texans in a three-way deal that sent Deshaun Watson to San Francisco, Garoppolo to the Patriots, as we just heard from Cody Schefter there. Three first-rounders from the 49ers. What did you think about this trade idea? Deshaun Watson to the 49ers? I know we've kind of breached the subject the last couple of weeks, and every time we talk, it becomes a little bit more like it might actually be a real thing that Deshaun Watson could be traded, and they're talking about it internally, and there's reports that there's a belief inside the Texans organization that Deshaun Watson has put that uniform on for the last time. And I still have a hard time believing it, but it seems a little bit more believable now than it did the last couple of weeks. That trade, obviously, I hope nobody drove off the road there. That was fake. That was Cody Rourke's voice, not Adam Schefter.
You should apologize to everyone first. Got me for a minute. I'm like, wait, what?
You know what's?
I'm like, no. I would have heard. I would have. My text would have been blown up.
You know what's hilarious about this three-team idea I came up with is that the fans of all three teams hate it equally, which is how I know it might be actually a pretty decent idea and a pretty decent deal. And it all came from me thinking, okay, look, if the 49ers traded for Deshaun Watson, they'd have to trade Jimmy Garoppolo away. Garoppolo's not going to waive his no trade to go to the Houston Texans, right? So the Patriots make a lot of sense for Jimmy Garoppolo. So instead of two separate deals, I was like, okay, what would this look like if these deals were together in one? And I thought, well, how about the Patriots add J.J. Watt to the deal, because the Texans aren't going to trade Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt sitting there be like all by himself with the Texans.
Right.
I mean, you almost got to trade both of them if that's the case. And I think Watt's actually even more likely to get traded probably than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's more on the tail end of his career.
Yes, yes.
Honestly, when I looked at you, when you first tweeted that out, I looked at it, and then I was like, oh, that's a lot to give up. But you really think about it, and who's untouchable on the 49ers? Like, who wouldn't you trade away with future draft picks for a franchise quarterback, a young guy who's proven it in the NFL? Like, I don't think there's anybody. You see a lot of like, oh, like they're talking about including Nick Bosa, no way, deals off, and it's like, but why? Like, franchise quarterbacks are what get you into the Super Bowl. They're what take you to that next level. What make you that great franchise is the young guy who can really lead your football team. And for me, I think, as long as you don't give up way too much, like, you got to pony up. It's going to be expensive if you go and get a guy like Deshaun Watson, but there's almost nothing I wouldn't trade away to get a guy like that on my football team.
The reason you want extra draft picks is so you have the opportunity to draft a franchise-changing player.
Sure.
Like Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, if he gets traded, will be the most valuable thing that's been traded in NFL history.
What I even liked more of your recent tweets that you put out was when you started talking about like the all the team's last five draft first round draft picks something. Like
that's
awesome.
People see that and they think three first round picks. And I'm a draft pick hoarder. Like that's the team I'm on. Is like, give me all the draft picks, trade down, don't trade up. But all rules are off when it comes to a superstar 25-year-old quarterback. If the Texans are actually going to listen to offers, and the only way it probably even could happen with the 49ers to be able to put a big enough bid out there is if they don't want to trade him to the AFC, because the Jets and the Miami Dolphins have too many resources and they're up too high in the draft, they can just outdo any 49ers offer for the most part. I mean, the 49ers could throw everything on top of everything and still probably beat it at some point, but a lot would have to happen for this to actually come to fruition for Watson to end up with the San Francisco 49ers. But yeah, to your point, people are thinking, oh, no way, three first rounders is way too much. I was like, have you seen what a safety just got traded for, right?
Right.
For two first rounders plus, and you think a star 25-year-old quarterback like Deshaun Watson can't get three first rounders? I mean, people are going to have their mind blown when they see this trade actually go through, if he does get traded, what the Texans can get. And it probably might not even be enough in this trade from the 49ers to get Deshaun Watson, even with three first-round picks and a third, and Jimmy Garoppolo is what I threw in there. So I'm just trying to throw out some realistic expectations for fans, because they want Watson. They're like, oh, but he's going to demand he wants to go to the 49ers. We'll only have to give up one first-round pick. It's like, yeah, that's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, and if you do save those first-round picks, they're all crapshoots. You name the 49ers one, Solomon Thomas. It's like, Reuben Foster wasn't even on that list, but I mean, that's another guy.
No joke. Like, not only is Nick Bosa not untradeable, I would trade Bosa and all of the 49ers first round picks in the Shanahan Lynch era. All six first round picks.
Sure.
Deshaun Watson's worth more than that. I mean, obviously it's hindsight looking back at what those picks became, but Ayuk could be a really good one. I would include him in a trade for Deshaun Watson. Like, you can't get someone that valuable and not think you're going to give something up. Now, that's why you throw in a bunch of draft picks instead, so you don't have to give up a Bosa, right? So now it's like, okay, I don't want to give up Bosa. And so the Texans are like, well, what are you going to give us? And you're like, okay, well, here's the 2023 first rounder as well, right? You have to start going in that direction if you want to make a deal like that happen. So it would definitely be a three first round pick sort of a haul, I'm sure, for the 49ers if they were to make this deal done. But to that point, here's what I tweeted in response to somebody who people were blown away. They're like, no way, you can't trade three first rounders. Actually, hold on. Let's save this. Let's talk about this. What it would actually cost, and take some questions next on Winky Tuesday. Those spicy Deshaun Watson futures, you can find the odds at betonline.ag. The 49ers rank about sixth on those odds at 10 to 1. The favorite is the Miami Dolphins. I think the Jets should be rising on that list, though. NFL futures, when it comes to the draft, when it comes to coaching hires, is one of my favorite things you can bet on at betonline.ag. Bet on who the Super Bowl winner will be. National championship game already up for 2022. And you can get in on all the action at BetOnline. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. NBA season in full swing. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code LOCKEDON to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. It's the afternoon here on the West Coast. For those folks on the East Coast or in other countries around the world, and there are folks in other countries around the world listening to this podcast, maybe this is a Winky Wednesday for them on Wednesday morning. So shout out to you if this is still a Winky Wednesday for you. Nick, we kind of teased it there. Let's talk about first round picks and the hit rate on first round picks. And I'm a draft guy, and I want the most picks possible, and draft picks are fun. Let's just start at the top of the draft here.
Okay.
Look at some teams, if they would trade their last three first-round picks for someone like Deshaun Watson. And it just so happens that at the top of the draft, teams are a lot more quarterback needy than teams who are drafting later.
Sure.
Which is another key to the 49ers trading a bunch of picks. If the 2022 and 2023 first-round picks are in the 30s, that's the point, right? That's why you get Deshaun Watson, so you're in the Super Bowl, and then you have a late first round pick that you're giving up there.
Why you got to give up a little bit more if you're in a situation like the 49ers. Sure.
Exactly, and maybe a player or two in there as well. But here's the Jacksonville Jaguars. The last five first round picks for them: Leonard Fournette, Taven Bryan, who is a name that people think I probably made up right now. No, that was a legitimate first round player.
I was really trying to place him. I'm like, wait,
yeah,
what?
Defensive lineman out of, I think, Florida. He was a player I didn't really like in the draft either. I was like, okay, that's going to be a first rounder, I guess. Josh Allen, Kayvon Chaisson, and C.J. Henderson. And they had two first rounders.
And not that Josh Allen.
No, not the quarterback version, the pass rusher version, who I liked a lot. Some people wanted him over Bosa, by the way,
I remember,
in 2019. And he's a good player, and I like him. And Chaisson, their first rounder, is really athletic, outside linebacker type. And C.J. Henderson is probably the most valuable player of all of those, who was their, I believe, was number 9 overall last year. They had two first rounders, and he could be a legit shutdown corner type. All five of those last first rounders, easily. Give me Deshaun Watson all day.
Easily, no doubt.
New York Jets, Mekhi Becton last year in the first round, who I think is going to be a stud left tackle for a long time. Quinnen Williams, who some people wanted instead of Nick Bosa a couple of drafts ago. And Sam Darnold, some good prospects there. Easily trade all three of those for Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
Miami, Tua.
Tougher. That's tougher than Jacksonville, though. But yes.
Yeah.
I would still do it.
Miami, Tua. And they had three first-rounders last year, so this is easy. All three of their first-rounders last year. Tua at quarterback, Austin Jackson, left tackle, and Noah Igbinoghene, the cornerback.
Yeah,
three of them,
that one's easy.
So we're 3-for-3 so far.
Yeah.
Pick 4 in the draft is the Atlanta Falcons. A.J. Terrell last year, interior offensive lineman Chris Lindstrom, and Caleb McGarry, another name that I did not make up. That's a real player. You're drafting McGarry's and Taven Bryan's in the first round, and you're saying that those are untouchable picks, that you can't trade them for a superstar 25-year-old quarterback. That's what we're talking about here. Now we get to the first no, probably. And this might be a yes still, but last year they drafted Joe Burrow. But that was the first.
He looks legit.
That was the first overall pick. And he tore an ACL. Mm-hmm. And he's only 1 year younger than Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's only 25 years old. Burrow is 24. He was an older rookie. He was a fifth-year senior last year at LSU, whereas Deshaun Watson, when he came out, was a true junior. So he was much younger when he entered the league. So that's not even a slam dunk, but at least you have your quarterback there at 1.1. But he's coming off an ACL. I think I might still take Deshaun Watson, right? Because he's a little bit more money in the bank.
I take Watson over. Who are the other guys?
There was Jonah Williams, Billy Price, the center, John Ross, bust of a wide receiver, William Jackson III, Cedric Obuhe, offensive lineman, Darquez Dennard, Tyler Eifert, Trey Kirkpatrick. I mean, I might trade all of those still for Deshaun Watson, including Burrow. If you said no because of Burrow, I'll give you that one.
He looks like the real deal, but like you said, he's coming off an ACL. Who knows?
And Watson's still better, I think.
Yeah, I agreed.
And that was the first pick in the draft. We're not talking about giving up pick number one overall. Philadelphia, Jalen Reagor, Andre Dillard, Derek Barnett, Carson Wentz, Nelson Agholor, Marcus Smith. Marcus Smith's another name I did not make up. That's the last, what, six first-rounders for them. I would trade all six of those first-rounders. And on and on. Detroit is, what, T.J. Hawkinson. Last year is the corner.
Does Detroit ever drafted? Matt Stafford, they got a winner. That's about it.
Yeah, you have to go all the way back to 2009 for Matthew Stafford.
Jeez.
So anyway, I stopped right there because it's getting pretty obvious what the answer is in all this. You trade three first-round picks for almost nobody. I wouldn't have done the Jamal Adams trade for two firsts. I wouldn't have done the Laremy Tunsil trade for two firsts, which is why we're even talking about this mess for the Houston Texans right now, who don't have a first-round pick. I would do it for a superstar 25-year-old quarterback. That's the point. It's different than any other trade you've seen, and that's what this is going to look like. There's been no more valuable. Here's the thing. And people are saying, oh, look, Herschel Walker trade. This could really turn around the Texans. And maybe it could. Maybe that's what they need. Herschel Walker was a running back in his 30s. This is a star quarterback who's 25 years old. Like, imagine if Dallas, instead of trading away Herschel Walker, they traded away Troy Aikman instead, right? That would have gone a lot different for the Dallas Cowboys. And that's what we're talking about here.
This even seems a little bit more like the Ricky Williams trade.
Yes.
You know, when Mike Ditka gave up everything to
get
Ricky
draft,
Williams?
Right. Yeah. Oh, look, we got a lot of fifths and sevenths. If you want to do that, too, we can rock and roll with those.
Right, right. No, I mean, you look at the 49ers' last three first rounds, Ayuk, Kinlaw, Bosa, McGlinchey. Like, yeah, you see a lot of possibility, you know, possible stardom in there. Obviously, Bosa had a great rookie year. Kinlaw started to look up. You said Ayuk could be a great one. You know, McGlinchey, jury's still out. You know, his run blocking's great, but that's about it. Would you trade all four of those guys? I mean, I probably would for Deshaun Watson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's give up the first round picks for the next 3 years.
It's crazy how valuable he is. And think about this: like, people are worried about like guard and, you know, running back and stuff. It's like, dude, put Mike McGlinchey at tailback. I don't care if you have Deshaun Watson and Kyle Shanahan's offense, right? That's what I want to see. That's worth a couple of years of not having a first round pick. You still have all the rest of your picks. Well, not all the rest of them, but you have most of them. You got the extra thirds for Robert Saleh, who, by the way, let's just get into that, right? Robert Saleh, congratulations. We haven't talked since he became the head coach of the New York Jets. How do you like that for the 49ers and the Jets?
I think it's great for the Jets. I mean, it gives them, you know, puts them in the right direction. You know, it's kind of the opposite of Adam Gase. It's like you bring in this guy who's like all energy, like players love him, people love him. He's a people person. He's a leader of men. And you give him a franchise that, let's be honest, has not done well the last decade or so. And so, you know, it's good for them. I like it. They're going to have a lot of money to spend. You know, they've got some draft capital here, too. I'm rooting for the Jets because I'm a Robert Saleh fan. So, you know, if there's a team in the AFC that I'm going to look at and hope that they do well, it's obviously going to be the Jets.
Yeah, same. A lot of respect for Robert Saleh. I think he's going to turn things around there. They bring Mike LaFleur with them, the former 49ers passing game coordinator. So they got a
smart
little piece
play
of Kyle Shanahan's offense, which is probably a big selling point for Robert Saleh, being able to say, look, I get to bring not only me and my mindset and my defense, I get to bring a little piece of the Kyle Shanahan offense, which is spreading around the league. I get to bring that as well, which is going to be good for either Darnold or whatever quarterback we draft. Or Deshaun Watson, right? Because Deshaun Watson, apparently Robert Saleh was one of the coaches that Deshaun Watson wanted the Texans to interview. That was the only team that didn't request to interview Robert Saleh out of all the vacant positions, which is an interesting one. They've got the number two pick in the draft. They have extra first rounders this year and next year. What about that one? Deshaun Watson to New York.
The only thing going for the 49ers in a situation like that is that the Jets are in the AFC. So you hope that the Texans want to, if they do trade him, get him out of their conference. It makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? They got the number two pick. I mean, that right there is worth a lot.
Yeah, that's worth two 49ers firsts. And that's why I keep saying to people, look, if they're willing to trade him to the AFC, the Dolphins and the Jets are the ones, because
no doubt,
as long as he doesn't flex his no trade on those teams either. So it would have to be, they would have to, first of all, agree to trade Watson and be okay with trading him to the AFC. And Watson would have to not flex his no trade clause on either one of those teams. If that's the case, then he's going to either New York or Miami. The 49ers just probably won't be able to beat that deal, because now the Texans can fix their quarterback position with either one of those young quarterbacks in Tua or Darnold, or the number two or number three draft pick. And that number two or three pick is, like, we've talked about it trading up, right? What would it cost for the 49ers to trade up from 2 or from 12 to 2 or 3? It would cost an extra first rounder and more, right? So that's how much more valuable the 2 and 3 pick is for the 49ers first round pick. And then those teams also have extra first rounders that they can throw in. So it would be a shock to me if he doesn't, if Deshaun Watson gets traded and he doesn't end up with the Jets
or
the Dolphins, as long as they're willing to do the AFC thing. Now, if he flexes no trade clause with those teams or they don't want to trade him to the AFC, now the 49ers have a shot. And I think that's the only way they do. And it would still cost three first rounders.
Right. No, I'm starting to get the feeling like I'd be super shocked if Watson is on the Texans next year or later this year. Like, it just, I feel like they've burnt that bridge, you know? The whole 2-10, like that was awesome to read.
And by the way, and I think some people, this is what happens with fandom too. And I always get tweets and questions from fans about, let's bring back Frank Gore, let's bring back Alex Smith, you know, Patrick Willis, who I know you love, and I love Patrick Willis. Bring back Patrick Willis to play or be linebackers coach. It's like, there's 31 other teams in the NFL who have players and coaches. Like, there's other talent. It's not just all 49ers all the time. And I think some fans sleep on what's going on around the league sometimes and probably sleep on how good Deshaun Watson is and how valuable of a player that could be for a franchise right now. And like, just looking at his numbers last year, 33 touchdowns to 7 interception ratio, right? And that's one of the big things that's been hard for the 49ers recently is too many interceptions, too many turnovers, 70% passing, 4,800, almost 5,000 yards passing in 2020. That is literally better statistically than any season by any 49ers quarterback ever. MVP Steve Young, Jimmy Garoppolo in 2019, anybody ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of it had to do with, you know, them having to come back and things like that. But when you get into situations like that where you're like, oh, the guy's numbers are inflated, you also see that interception number a lot higher too because they're chucking the ball down the field a bunch. Right. His isn't like that. I mean, you're looking at a guy here who's super accurate. He can move around in the pocket. He can make plays with his feet. He's smart. He's young. Like, now I'm getting, I'm saying like 4 first rounders. Let's go. Let's get this guy.
And the efficiency too. And not only that, he was the number 3 graded quarterback this season, according to Pro Football Focus. And the other 4 quarterbacks that were in the top 5 are playing in the AFC and NFC championship game.
Ah, that's great. Yeah. Right. So let's get this guy on a winning team. Yeah, let's go. Make it be in Santa Clara.
That's what we're talking about. Okay. Let's talk running backs a little bit and we can keep that short and see if we can address some listener questions as well coming up. Have you visited rockauto.com yet? If you haven't, you need to because it's the best place to go to keep your car running at an optimal level. If you need accessories for your vehicle, if you need anything at all involving your vehicle, it is such an amazing selection at rockauto.com and their prices are always reliably low. Why go to other retailers when they have such a limited stock and you don't know what they're even ordering on the other side of a computer screen? You can go find exactly what you need for your make and model, a ridiculous selection at rockauto.com, and keep your vehicle on the road. Family owned business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com with a unique catalog, remarkably easy to navigate, quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. You know what? We did this last week, Nick, and we didn't get to any questions. So let's save the running back stuff. Let's do running backs next week, or maybe I'll do it and we can do a different position group next week when we chat. And
we got a lot of offseason here, hey, Brian. And let's save it for next week.
And plus, there's no rules. Like, I make the rules, right?
Maybe we'll be Wednesday next week. Maybe we'll be Friday. I don't know.
And luckily, I would not waive my no trade clause. I would flex my no trade if they tried to send me to the Texans and try to do a Texans podcast. So I'm sticking with the 49ers podcast daily. Don't you?
I'm
guys
not gonna
worry
lie to you, Brian. If someone else took over this and you went to the Texans, I'd do the show with that other person.
I am not offended. I know you would, and that's okay. All right, let's see. What are we talking about here? Let's get to some of these questions here. How about this one from my guy, Kruger? He says, Pod Q for y'all. How likely that both Shanny and Saleh are still coaching their respective teams when the Jets and Niners play their next scheduled time in 2024 at Levi's Stadium?
Ooh, that's 4 seasons from now.
I think there's a good chance they're both still employed by those teams, but what about when they play a lot sooner in February of 2023 after the 2022 season in the Super Bowl? Deshaun Watson quarterbacking one of those teams. Who's quarterbacking the other team is the question.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, Deshaun Watson's on our side of that Super Bowl matchup there. I like that. I don't think Saleh's going anywhere. Like, I think that he's going to do well there. I mean, obviously, you know, turnover can be pretty big in the NFL, and guys don't get a really big chance. So if you don't see a turnaround after season two, you know, there's a chance he could be gone.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a chance Shanahan could be gone, too. Let's be honest. The guy's had one winning season.
That's true. If he continues losing seasons in San Francisco, yeah, that's...
Injuries aside, like, you got to win.
Yeah, eventually that'll catch up with him, and he has enough goodwill, and I think people know that, you know, you can't put it all on the coach or anything, but the record is the record, and if that continues, you have to start looking at things. And
Four years is a long time from now. I honestly don't think the chances are that good.
Look how much the league has changed over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
It changes so much year to year. 12 months is an eternity in the NFL, as we know.
Ask Doug Peterson where he thought he'd be, you know, 4 years ago.
Right, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, didn't he win the Super Bowl 3 years ago?
Yeah, he won the Super Bowl. He's hoisting the Lombardi.
Now he's out of a job.
Right.
There you go.
So four years is a long time. And it tends to be with coaches, it's like you either last 2 or 3 years or you last 10 years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And we'll see. So that will be a good sign if Saleh is still the coach of the New York Jets when they play in 2024. Or who knows, maybe he's back as defensive coordinator of the 49ers after – D'Amico Ryan's got a head coach job, and Saleh gets fired by the Jets. Who knows?
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Here's a question from Paul. He says, who do you think will go to New York with Saleh? I could see them really trying for Sherman, Bourne, both Williamses, and Hyder. Even Verrett and Coleman could be targets. I know their payroll isn't infinite, but they could drive up prices on every one of those players. That's a good point, too, because they do have about $60 million under the cap, and the 49ers don't have a lot under the cap, especially if they do the Trent Williams deal. So I think the 49ers will end up with Trent Williams. I think there could be competition for almost the rest of those guys, because I'm sure Mike LaFleur wants some familiar players to help install his offense, and I'm sure Robert Saleh wants the same on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see probably a handful, if not more, 49ers end up on the Jets next year. Some guys maybe that, you know, that the 49ers want to keep, but they're out of their price range, because we mentioned that the Jets have quite a bit of money available for them to spend here in the offseason, too. I want to say they're in, like, the top three of available cap space or something. So I think that they're gonna bring in a lot of 49ers. That team's going to look – it's going to be a lot of fun to watch the Jets, because we mentioned we're rooting for them just because of Saleh, but there's going to be a lot of ex-49ers on there, too, that they're just going to be familiar guys like, oh, I didn't know he went to the Jets. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. I think the Jets are second in cap space. I think it's Jaguars,
yeah,
Jets. And then the Patriots are top four. The Patriots might even be three. I can't remember. There's another team
in
there as well.
The Patriots
do have a lot of cap space, which is why the Jimmy thing makes sense, because they can take on Jimmy's entire salary and obviously the former Patriot and all that. So if Jimmy's not a 49er, I think he's got to end up a Patriot. But anyway.
That makes sense. What if he goes to the Jets?
That's interesting. But, I mean, Darnold, then the number two pick, there's just too many other options for them. I just can't see them giving up what it would take to trade for a guy when they could just keep Darnold and see if they could fix him instead, since they already have him, and he's still cheaper than Garoppolo for the time being. And then they could have Darnold compete with the number two pick, or they could just send Darnold away and draft this number two pick. And so that's the only reason. Otherwise, I would say, yeah. And I've heard people talk about Darnold. I talked about it yesterday on the podcast, Darnold for Jimmy G swap, which is kind of interesting, but kind of doesn't make sense at the same time.
If you're the Jets, yeah.
How about this? Let's do a draft.
Okay.
I'm Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas in charge of the New York Jets. You are Lynchahan.
Oh,
in charge of the 49ers. I'll give you the first pick. This is 49ers current free agents. You get to essentially block who I can have by re-signing him. So you get to sign a guy, then I get to steal a guy away, and vice versa. We'll go back and forth, yeah?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So we've got Sherman.
We're pretty deep in this pod. Let's save this for next week.
Do you want to? Okay.
I think that'd be good. I think we could make, yeah,
like
this
a full
could be
episode
a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah, you know what? You're right. We can do a full
episode.
Let me
do a little GMing here.
GMing.
I got to get in the Lynch-a-Shanahan, the Shanna Lynch mindset here.
There's a lot of free agents too. So there's like 40 free agents to
choose
from.
Oh, this will be a fun game. Let's do it.
Some of them are restricted, but, and another name that Paul didn't mention is Jaquaski Tart, who I think would be a near certainty to go
perfect
to New York
over there.
If the Jets can't re-sign Marcus May, who's a really good young safety who came in,
they
the
got
league.
The money to do it,
so. Right? So if they can't keep him around because he's a free agent, if he leaves, then Tart, and if not, they've got the rookie Ashton Davis as well that they drafted last year, so they probably wouldn't need Tart. So they would probably focus on cornerback, but Tart's another name to add to that list if they can't re-sign Marcus May. So
tune in next week for Draft Fun.
Next week, that'll be a fun one. We'll do that. We'll
look at us teasing a week ahead,
dude. Tease masters here.
Boom.
Nick, any questions you're seeing that you get tagged in that you want to address?
I got a great one. Yeah. So from at 49er Martinez, he tagged you, me, and Matt Barrows. Oh, he's replying to Matt Barrows. Lakin Tomlinson, secretly good? ? I don't think it's a secret anymore.
I mean, solid. Like, he's not a problem.
Yeah.
He's not a problem, which is good. And really, the penalties is what he needed to clean up. And he's not a superstar guard. He's not an all-pro guard. But he's, like, and that's
he's
the
good.
Thing. He's an interior offensive lineman. There's bigger fish to fry for the 49ers, which is why they don't need to spend a bunch of money there. They don't need to spend a first-round draft pick. You know, if they can find a low, mid-level free agent center, maybe, so then Brunskill can move out to either tackle or guard and have some competition with some young guys and McKivitz and Brunskill at right guard, the 49ers are going to be okay. And the 49ers love Mike McGlinchey, so he's not going anywhere. I know he's a favorite punching bag of 49ers fans recently, and he does need to get better. He needs to come back and be a better pass blocker next year than he was, but he's one of the league's best run blocking offensive tackles, at least. So
maybe I need to start harping on him a lot like I used to do with Tomlinson.
Yes, you do need to. Yep.
McGlinchey, dude, let's go. Get it together, man.
You would look really good in a 69 jersey, too.
My very first Pop Warner jersey was 69. I don't know if I've told everybody this story, and I didn't know anything about it because I'm 11 years old, and I get in the car, and my mom's like, 69, huh? I was like, yeah, 69. She's like, you know what that means? And I said, no. And then the most awkward conversation in my life happened.
Oh, no. Mom had to break that down for you, huh?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, people were giggling when I picked it. That was fun. Let's go out on this note from at 9049ers Nation, friend of the podcast, constant contributor. Hell on a plate, he calls it. It's a bologna cake with mayo and mustard icing, and he sent a picture. Oh. And if you get a chance, go check it out. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I saw that one. I don't know why everyone tags you in that stuff, Nick. And I'm glad you get it, and I don't
food.
Just have to see it myself. Yeah, the bologna with bologna and
yeah, mayo. Get nonsensical here at the end of the show.
Get
I love
that
it.
All the way off of my plate. It's a good thing that we didn't bring this up at the beginning because it might have lasted 20 minutes.
Right. Well, that and we would have lost a lot of listeners, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Just from, that's they would have felt ill and they would have ended the
Do
show.
Do me a favor. When you send disgusting food stuff, you can leave me out of it. Just tag at Bay Area Wink.
No, you need to do at PD Peacock, too, if you want to make the show.
All right. We'll keep going next week. I'll keep going every day this week and hit some more questions, do some more position by position grading of what we saw in 2020, what could improve with those position groups in 2021. All the latest news surrounding the 49ers. We're going to be getting into free agent mode and draft mode, and the fun never ends in the offseason, Nick. And judging by that tweet I sent out with a fictitious three-team trade, getting thousands of responses is all you need to know about why I can do a daily podcast throughout the offseason here.
Yeah, just keep throwing stuff out there like that, man. See if anything sticks.
The next thing I'm going to be working on is a 32-team trade that fixes everybody's quarterback position in the NFL. So look out for that.
You work on that, and I'll work on McGlinchey. Ready, break.
And then we'll do our free agent draft between the 49ers and the Jets.
Looking forward to that.
Love it. Okay. All of those things to come on future episodes of Locked On 49ers.